Starting Your Day with Jeremy Wayne. Radio 111's The Hangout.
Art is everywhere. It abounds. It's in nature. It's in our environment. It is everywhere. I'm sitting in a studio, and I'm seeing all these geometric shapes, TVs and monitors, rectangles. It's all around us, and of course, this is my art here, doing broadcasting, being creative on the air, but then there's the other art where you get to paint, more tactile. And I got somebody here. I got a chance to talk to her about a decade ago on another radio show I was on with my co-host, Noel. She is Deborah Ann Mum. Deborah, thank you for joining me here on the show. I hear you're drinking some coffee.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. It's
a great way to start your morning, right?
Yeah, it is a great way to start the morning. So I remember you coming in and we talked to you. It was a Sunday night show. And that was about a decade ago. And you have
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? Not to make us feel old, but you have grown since then. Your name, I started to hear it, and then I saw you on local TV news. They did a spotlight on you. And I feel like I'm not your father, but I feel like a proud father. Oh, you know. But
she's doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it. You've done well for yourself. You're a Coachella Valley native, and you're
True.
Somebody who gives back to the community. Deborah Ann Mum, so when did you know, what do you do? What is your art? What is your medium?
Oh, man. So I am a painter and an assemblage artist, and I'm interested in, you know, kind of large scale installation for my own work that has kind of been on the back burner a lot recently due to this lofty project that I'm involved in, the Create Center. But you know, it's so good. It's so good. We did such good work every day there that.
Yes, and we will definitely talk about that in just a second. When last time was that like a decade ago, you were doing art that, you know, you were taking garbage and you were turning it into art, something that you pick up on the street.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it garbage. So
well, it's garbage.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Is,
this has a negative connotation. You're right. Yes.
No. Well, you know, I like weathered wood.
I see. Yeah.
Things like that rusty stuff that's kind of already interesting to start with. It makes my job easier, right? Where it's not just this blank white canvas and you have to make it all up. There's already some elements of interest there.
Right,
and,
right.
Just kind of reveal the story, you know.
Deborah,
give it a new life.
Deborah Ann Mum is my guest here on The Hangouts, and you're the founder and director of Create Center for the Arts. It's a nonprofit art space in Palm Desert. It's a community-based educational facility providing information, inspiration, and opportunity for artists of all ages and discipline. Where is the Create Space located? Where it's in Palm Desert, but specifically?
Specifically, it's we're in the San Pablo Corridor, so between Highway 111 and Fred Waring, one block east of San Pablo, at 73600 Alessandro Drive, which is the old Venus de Fido building.
Oh.
And 30 years ago, it was a gym.
Okay.
And, you know, now it's an art center. It's a 20,000 square foot creative playground.
Or you can go to cvcreatescenter.org. Createcentercv.org. I'm sorry. And there you can go there, and it's got the directions and it's got the address too. Deborah Ann Mum is my guest. What do you do there? What kind of programs do you have to offer?
Oh, wow. That's not a short answer.
No, it's not.
You know,
give us an example of like what's your favorite program that you offer?
Maybe. Ooh, I am not going to offer a favorite, but I'm just going to do
rundown
instead.
Okay.
Trying to get me in trouble?
No, yeah.
You know, I have had some coffee, so I am on task this morning.
She's ready to put me on blast.
So as you walk around the center, we have a art supply retail, and we also have an art supply thrift store. So people donate gently used art items, and that's been a really terrific thing for us because we can give good deals to people or use it in our programming, and it helps us keep our costs down. Mm-hmm. So then we have a digital design department with 3D printing, 2D design, and also virtual reality. Then we have master gardeners. Then we have a beautiful back patio. We have a salt cave. We have 7 private artist studios. And then we have a printmaking studio with dedicated equipment for screen printing and an etching press that, you know, no place in the valley has public access to this kind of equipment. Then we have drawing and painting, 1,600 square foot drawing and painting studio. Then a fiber art studio, then like a performance space. And we're about $5,000 away from installing all of our darkroom equipment. We have all of the stuff that was donated to us for darkroom. And then we have a green screen and film department. And that's the... Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain.
You're panting right now. You're like,
I know, I'm pacing around.
You've got all so much stuff. It's like, I'm out of breath talking about it. Deborah Mum is my guest. She is the founder and director of Create Center for the Arts. It's a nonprofit based in Palm Desert. How has Create positively impacted Palm Desert? You guys have been around, 5 years now?
We just had our 5-year anniversary as a nonprofit. So, you know, I've been doing kind of the same community-based work since before deciding to go nonprofit. But, there's so many stories I could share with you from, you know, just little kids. We have a guy, Bob, who's 92, and he comes to paint with us every week. Exhibition opportunities. People are really inspired at Create because you're... Mm-hmm. You're likely to see something that you haven't seen before that might give you a new idea or get you, you know, just get you excited about making stuff.
Right. Be an artist. Do you think everybody's an artist? Do you think there's creativity within us all? Some people think, no, you're born an artist or you're not.
No, I think, you know, a lot of artists like really have to practice and work hard at their art. You know, it's not necessarily a gift, right? Like anything else, you can improve on it as you do it. I think the real benefit is actually the doing, right? There's so much that happens with that. Whatever it is, whether you're gardening or painting or making music, that creative process, it's good for us. We also, you know, we have sound baths, we have yoga.
Oh, sound baths are great. Yes.
Yeah. The lovely Leslie Gerber joins us twice monthly.
I've heard of her. So, okay, now I know. Now you've got me really intrigued to come to the Create space.
There's something for everybody. Absolutely. Oh, and if Aspen Mills Bakery, they're opening a cafe in the Create Center probably next week. So they're almost ready to open the door. So we're excited about that.
Well, that's really cool. How can one become a member? I guess just go to the website, up here. The website was
createcentercv.org.
There, we got it. So you can go there and people can make donations. You take donations?
All the time. Yeah, we're very grateful for our donors. We need volunteers, you know, just participate in the programs. There are so many different ways to be involved and to help. You know, we also work with other nonprofits. So if you have a group or organization that needs access to art classes, we provide space for that.
Well, I think it's really cool. I'm perusing through the website right now. I'm looking at the classes, the galleries. It just looks like a really cool thing that you're doing for the community. I'm Jeremy Wayne. You're listening to The Hangout. This is Radio 111. We are broadcasting through the Coachella Valley. Deborah, here's a question. It's very broad. I was going to email you and say, hey, I'm going to throw this question at you, but I just want to know. No. It's not too bad.
Ask me anything. It's okay.
Yeah. what is art to you? How does Deborah Ann Mum define art?
It's kind of an existential question there.
Right.
Art is something that I think it is what makes us human, right? Like in Bali, they have no word for art. It's just what you do.
Right.
So if you're a painter or if you're a drummer or, you know, whatever it is, that's your art. And it's sort of intertwined with life.
Right.
So I'm going to stick with that kind of broad definition where
I think that's I think that's a good one. It's all around us. Art.
It's all around us. It's how it's what humans make, you know?
Do you think art can ever be offensive? I mean, you know, there's controversies with certain art here there. Do you think it can ever be offensive? When does an artist draw the line? When does it become hate speech or
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I think, you know, some artists are clearly trying to be offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And some people that are trying to be offensive are not necessarily artists, right? They're trying to make a visual statement, but I don't know. It's self-expression, right? For me, I like to find the beauty in art or a space that it touches us. Mm-hmm. I'm not really into violence or anything like that.
Right.
Personally.
No, you're not that kind of person. And it comes across and really what you're giving back to the community. And, I think, you know, you're using your powers for good is what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of like I tell people it really takes a village because we have so many disciplines and so much exciting stuff going on all the time. And I said to somebody that it's like stone soup, you know, everybody brings a little something to the party that makes it, you know, rich for everyone. And Kathy Parker, she's a local artist. She said, but they need the vessel. So
yes.
We're kind of the vessel, the stone soup ship of art or something like that. I just made that up right now.
There you go. Deborah Ann Mum is my guest. You can check her out on her website, deborahannmum.com, and the Create Center for the Arts at createcentercv.org. Again, Deborah, thank you so much for sacrificing a morning and drinking your coffee and coming on this early.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, and thank you for what you do. So thank you very much, Deborah. Seriously. All right. Oh, I cut her off. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh, Deborah Ann Mum was my guest there. And this interview, it will be podcast. It will be archived on the podcast page for on-demand content. It's really great that she's doing this. To see her grow as an artist here, somebody who is a resident in the Coachella Valley, and what she's done and what she's doing for the community. It's inspiring is what I'm saying. It's really inspiring to see something like that. When I saw her piece on the local TV news, I was really happy for her and what she's done and spreading that happiness. All right, I got one more segment. There's more of me, there's more of you. You can send me, just pick up the phone and call me if you want to, 760-677-0111. Tomorrow, Brian Mendoza, are going to talk horror movies. It's the Hangout.